Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know.
Hey, what's up, guys? Welcome back to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know. I'm Annabelle, here with my best friend and co-host, Wilder. Wilder, how you doing?
I'm doing great, actually. It was super nice out yesterday. It was like 70 degrees.
Yeah.
What an awesome day. Just a great day. I've missed the warmth. And, you know, summer's coming, so I'm really excited for that. What about you?
Yeah, no, yesterday was super nice. Yesterday was fun. I didn't join a new soccer team, but I always play. I've always played for the year above, so 2006, but I'm born in 2007, so I decided, you know what, maybe it's about time to move down, play with my age group. So I switched teams, and yesterday was my first practice with them, and they were super nice, super fun. It was a great day, good practice. Just really fun to be around them. Weather's getting really nice. I think it's supposed to be nice today if it doesn't rain, hopefully. Do you have any plans for the week, Will?
I'm not sure, but today I'm pretty sure it's going to lightning storm until 5, so maybe I won't go outside until later, but no real plans yet. What about you?
Yeah, same. I'm like checking the weather like every like 10 minutes just to see if it's going to storm. My practice got canceled for today, even though it's not supposed to rain in Jersey, but I mean, who knows? Anyway, here with us today was on American Ninja Warrior, huge rock climber, does all this crazy athletic stuff, all around an insane athlete, Pamela Price! Woo!
Guys, yay! Good morning!
Good morning to you!
Good morning. I know it's early for you.
Yeah.
But, you know, surprisingly, I'm usually up like an hour earlier than this. So it's, yeah, I usually train in the early morning hours. Yeah. So it's a good... It's good to get you guys now. I mean, obviously when your practices are during the day, but if you have, you know, meets or you have matches or whatever, or games, they're usually in the morning. Mm-hmm. So
no, I train a ton in the mornings. Like I'll do a lot of fitness or workouts in the mornings because it's nice to just kind of get it out of your way before school starts, which is nice.
Is that a bar behind you?
Yeah,
that, like,
I don't use it because I have no upper body strength. Because I play soccer, so just none. Just no upper body strength.
Just hang on it.
It's just there.
You can just dead hang on it for, like, dead hang on the bar, just using, like, your fingertips, really, right there, for, like a minute a day, and you'll find that upper body strength.
I don't think I can dead hang on a bar for more than, like, 20 seconds.
You start with 20, and then you go up from there.
Yeah. Woo.
So, Pamela, I want to know, like, what did you start off doing? Because I know you're a crazy athlete, like Annabelle said. What was your, like, introduction to stuff like rock climbing? And I know you were on American Ninja Warrior, but how did you, like, get your start, kind of?
Yeah, you know, I think in the whole physical body movement start happened when I was actually a kid. You know, I was a dancer. I was a trained dancer, and then I was in a Portland ballet company. And you know, ballet is very much, and dance is very much a sport in itself because it requires a lot of discipline, which athletes need, and a lot of hours of training. And then, you know, in my high school years, I was in cross country, so I was always a long distance runner. I did track and field hurdles. And it was in my, you know, my younger adult years that I got into rock climbing and then was introduced to the competitive world of trail running and obstacle course racing, which is really, it's interesting for people. I think really a lot of people that are in their late 20s and 30s and even 40s and 50s, that obstacle course training is that sport for that age range, which is very interesting.
That's really cool. What is it like doing like obstacle course or like trail running? Well, what's like the breakdown of that?
You know, it's all different kind of training. There's obviously ultra running, which is running above 30 miles or 30 mile races. Trail running is really about training in higher elevation, right? So training in the mountains and running for, you know, maybe a half marathon. My special distance for racing is a 10K. Which is 6.2 miles. So that entails a lot of build up and training, building your mountain legs, you know, and it's a wonderful sport because you get really good views of the mountains and whatnot. And in Southern California, we have a lot of them. And then with obstacles, that is a really, it's a lot of endurance. As you know, with American Ninja Warrior, those obstacles are just obstacle, stand, obstacle, obstacle, right? It's just a bunch of them in a smaller amount of space. And you have to train for that endurance so that you are not too tired once you get to the second or the third obstacle. So there are a few different ninja gyms here where the ninjas train.
That's awesome. I'm wondering how often do you train? Because it sounds like you have to put in a ton of work. Like, how often and how long do you train for?
I have a race coach and a run coach, and he sort of tailors my week according to whether I have a race or if I have an injury. And so I usually work out, or I run and train Monday through Thursday. I take Friday off because recovery is really important, as you guys know. And then Saturdays are my big, half marathon trail runs, whether it's a race or not. And then Sunday is always a rest day. So to answer your question, 4 days. And then climbing is in between. I'll run in the morning, I'll climb at night. Or I'll go to the ninja gym and train, and it's definitely a full-time gig, yeah.
Yeah, sounds like it.
Yeah, you have a ton of stuff that you do to like stay fit and like train, but how do you keep yourself motivated?
Good question. Some days I just want to eat donuts,
Yes,
and I do anyway.
I
Because look, wait, well, you guys have impeccable metabolism still, so you can eat whatever you want. But motivated, I live with a rare disease, so, and that's a lot like multiple sclerosis and lupus. So I don't really know if what days I might not be feeling that strong. So if I wake up and it's a strong day, I'm gonna have the motivation to move forward for the days that I might not. So that definitely drives me a lot. And then also just, having the good people around you too, just, and I think that competitive, do you guys have a competitive spirit? That competitive nature, anybody that plays sports usually has that. So you're training your soccer to go to the next game, And Wilder, what sports do you do?
I do a lot of surfing and I've been playing a lot of basketball.
Awesome. Yeah. So, you know how it is. If you love it, you got the motivation to do it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
But more about your workout, because in an interview you said that your workout is both physical and mental. Can you say more about like the mental part of it?
Yeah, I think I'll give you an example. This past Saturday, I was running at a place, New Mountain, called Fox Mountain. It was just about 3,000 elevation gain, and it was high. The first 6 miles were all up, and I like that. I like the leg climbing, but the ground, it was a lot of technical training. I kept on rolling my ankle on the rocks. The trail gave out, and I fell down a little cliff in mile 7, and I had just had it. I just wanted to go home and drink a gallon of Gatorade and watch Netflix. But my brain had to say, you know what? You're here to train. You're here to practice your tunnel vision. And that's what I call, for a lot of athletes, I think is important to have tunnel vision, which is you have a goal, you're on it, you're on this physical and mental tunnel. And you just have to sort of keep your brain in check. You have to train your brain as much as you have to train your body. Because if your brain isn't there, and mentally you're not ready to go and give it your all, then it's not going to match your body
Right.
performance. That's definitely what I believe.
Yeah. No, 100%. I've been trying to like start running a lot more since soccer, like as you get older, it only gets harder and harder and tougher and tougher. And like if you have all the skills, right? It's not it doesn't mean anything if you can't run for the full game. So I've been trying to run more, and like this morning I woke up, my allergies were bad. I'm like, I really do not want to go running this morning. But I just like once I just threw my clothes on and I was out the door, it's like, okay, you're already outside, might as well just like go for that run. You just go for it, and then you wind up feeling better once you're done.
Absolutely. Absolutely. Yeah, you never regret doing the workout,
No.
right? You regret not
Yeah,
doing it
exactly.
because you're like, I should have done it. Should have done
No.
it. Yeah,
No, exactly.
with soccer, you guys are going back and forth and
All the
back and
time.
forth. And that's a lot.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's a lot
No, it's a lot.
for
You'd be
sure.
surprised. I play forward, so I don't have to run as much, but I used to play winger a lot. I still kind of do, to be honest. But wingers, I mean, you're running a lot more than you think. You're running like, if you play the full game, you're running like 3, 4, 5 miles a game because you're up and down the whole entire time for like 90 minutes, like with barely any stops. So like,
I don't think people think about
yeah.
that. How much soccer players run, and even lacrosse players and all
Yeah,
that.
no,
It's
because
crazy.
it's like not like measured like distance running or like track and field is, but it's a lot. Yeah. Kind of diving into more of the like American Ninja Warrior kind of thing. What was it like for like how'd you get did you get recruited for American Ninja Warrior? Did you try out? What was that whole process?
I was just having fun in the competitive circuit of obstacle course racing, and I had done the USA OCR national championships, and I did well. I got a third place age group, and then I got a message. I got scouted from one of the producers at NBC that cast for the show, and they said, "Hey, we'd like to have a phone call. We think you would run the course well." And at this point, I knew American Ninja Warrior, but I wasn't obstacle course running is very different from ninja. I don't know if you guys know this, but because, just like the NBA, the NFL, and the MLB, there's a National Ninja League. And there are competitions all around the world, all around the nation, all year long. So it's not just American Ninja Warriors. So these people are a very specific type of athlete. And usually they train in parkour and whatnot. So I was scouted for the show, and I really didn't know what I was doing. I didn't know if I was going to actually be on the show until about 3 or 4 weeks before the show. So I got the call in October, and it wasn't until we shot in May, and it wasn't until February that I knew. So I needed to basically be trained, and I met a great ninja coach. His name is Diego Brisson, and he owns Wolf's Den in Highland, in San Bernardino. And he trained me, to go from one obstacle to the other, to work balance and core and all that. And then I got the call. They said, are you sitting down? They go, you are an American Ninja Warrior. And that's, and then they go through the whole logistics of everything. And yeah, that's how I got on the show.
That's cool. I mean, I bet it must have felt good to get that phone call.
It was good. My parents were in town from the East Coast, so I like filmed telling them. I was in the middle. I produce an award show, and I usually don't take phone calls during that time because I think, okay, maybe it's spam. You guys don't know this yet, but it might be a credit card calling me. I don't know. But yeah, it was great. Well, I picked up the phone and I was like, "How can I help you? I'm busy right now." And they were like, "Yeah." They told me I was doing the show.
When you were on American Ninja Warrior, what were the obstacles that you did like?
Well, I didn't do I my rookie season, I fell pretty early on. So you have about five or six obstacles to the buzzer, right? And we were filming at Universal Studios outside. It was pouring rain that night, so we had to stop a lot and be under this little tent and wait for the rain to clear, wait for them to try and dry the obstacles. So that was the first year that they started the shrinking steps. Do you know the shrinking steps?
No, can you explain them? I feel like
They
I've
used
heard
to have the
them.
quad steps where you would go from one step to one
Oh,
step to one
yeah.
step. And this is the first year that they had just rising steps and really tiny place for your feet right over the water. And it would go up, 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 up. You get the rope, you go to the next, to the next platform, basically. And there they had something that was called, it was like the plank or something like that. You had to walk up a plank and then it would go down and you would grab a bar, swing down and catch something else. So, it was very inventive. I don't think they brought that obstacle back yet. It was a lot of fun.
I mean, yeah, the obstacles on American Ninja Warrior, I know they're pretty crazy, but you know what obstacles are also really crazy? The ones on Wipeout.
Yeah.
And I know you're going to be on that soon. Do you think those obstacles are going to be even more crazy?
Teaser, I filmed the show already. My episode airs on May 6th. I love and adore Wipeout. I love American Ninja Warrior, but Wipeout is a whole lot of fun, and it's surprisingly extremely it's dangerous. You know, when you go on that show, you're risking a lot, but the obstacles are absolutely incredible. There are three courses, and I won't tell you how I did, but I was scouted for the show during the summertime during the pandemic. And again, a call from a producer, and we did a couple different calls, and then I brought they were doing teams of two. Do you guys remember the original Wipeout?
I haven't seen the original, but I've seen like ads and like previews for the newer one, or the I guess the season or episode you're on.
Yeah, so the show ran for like, God, I want to say from 2000 to when you were born, 2007 until like 2013, 2014, I think. Got canceled, and now it's coming back to TBS. And the designs are obviously designed to wipe you out, right? You
Yeah.
gotta go, you gotta fall in the water. But what you don't see on camera is that it's a must complete for two of the courses. So that means no matter how many times you fall 40 feet down into the water, you gotta swim, climb back up, and finish that obstacle until you get to the next spot. And you usually are being timed.
Did you say you fall 40 feet if you fall off?
So there's three courses. You have a qualifiers course, and that starts with 10 teams. And then the fastest six teams of the qualifiers course move on to a course called the Gauntlet. And the Gauntlet is what it is. It is crazy, some of the stuff that you've got. You know, you've got this propeller that's spinning in the air, and you got to drop off. You're just on this like plank thing. You just got to sit there and then drop off to the propeller. Hope you get on the propeller, spin around, fall on this little platform. If you bounce off, which a lot of us did for a little bit, you get in the water real fast and you got to go back up. I don't know if it's 40, it's probably more like 20, 25 feet.
That's still really high up.
It is.
Oh,
Yeah.
jeez.
Yeah. And you're usually getting hit on the way down too.
Holy cow.
No, I've seen ads for it,
Yeah.
and it's like, because they probably don't show how far the drop is or like all the hardest like obstacle courses. And I'm like, oh, that looks fun. I could do that. But like, no, I probably can't. I most definitely, if I can't do a pull up, I don't think I could do that.
Yeah, I would say that the one thing, you know, Justin is one of my coaches and the owner of the team that I race for. So I recruited him to be my teammate when I got scouted. And the one thing I was thankful for was my triathlon training, because when you swim in the ocean, you are exhausted. You have to use so much energy. And when you're constantly getting wiped out and falling into the ocean, usually head first, usually you're spinning back, you're so tired, but you've got to keep on going. You know, you're like, I've got to get to the, you know, want to be the fastest team. So it was really my triathlon training that helped me a lot.
I've seen like videos of triathlon runners or like how they train and stuff like that, and it's like it sounds like so unbelievably like as if someone was just like being super exaggerated, but they actually like do that. They do like I don't know, like 10 miles of like swimming, and then they do like another 20 miles of biking, and then it's like, oh, just like a casual like 13-mile run. It's like
Yeah.
all in one day,
Yeah.
and I'm like, how do you even? I don't even know how someone has enough energy to do that.
It's totally
I know.
possible. It's you guys can do it too. I'm sure you will eventually.
Maybe. I don't know about that. I mean, give me a year and I could, not a year of like training. I mean, like a year of like all of those miles.
Yeah.
Like I
But
could
you're a
do
surfer. So if you're a surfer, you know the ocean, and it's like, you know, those waves can hit you really
Oh,
hard, you know,
yes, they
and
can.
the ocean is a beast. It's a real beast.
Oh, wait, now there's something I want to know. When you were, no, this wouldn't really be a spoiler, I don't think. If you fell off of one of the courses, were there like big waves down there?
No, you know, the water was fairly still. They have, I think they use a special water that is like really still water, like lake water almost. So you're not, the things that are really getting you are like, there was this one obstacle, and it's, you know, the show is airing now every Thursday on TBS, so you can, you know, the obstacles. There's this one that's rock climbing really helped, and it was sort of a slip wall with a really tiny platform, and you had to sort of get up, and it would move as you were going up, and big waterfalls would just fall on you while it was happening to try and get you to sort of fall down. So that was probably the like the extent of the power of the water. And there's a lot of slime, a ton of slime.
That's
Those
cool.
obstacles are very slippery.
Jeez. In one of the trailers, in like a obstacle that stood out to me was it was like a wall that you had to run past, but the wall would like open up like a door and smack you. That one does not even look fun. That one looks very scary.
You know, I'll tell you guys something I haven't told anybody yet. So only my teammate knows, but that is in the qualifiers course. That's actually the first obstacle of our first course. And you have to run, like they say, you know, they go five, four, three, and then you got to go down, sort of skip these things that are over a mud pit. And what you see there that's coming out and punching people on the wall is you're jumping onto like this bouncy platform onto another bouncy platform. And I think it's the third one where it punches out and gets you, and it either gets you or it doesn't. I started the obstacle too early. I needed to wait for my teammate to finish and get to the platform. So I thought he was already done. I start and they go, Pamela, turn back around. And I was like, but I'm in the middle of the obstacle. So luckily, nothing had punched me out at that time. So I had to hop back and start over again. It was, and then I got punched.
Oh, is that what are some of the rules of Wipeout? Do you have to like be with your teammate or like within like a certain like range of your teammate like the whole time? Like you can't just like go off all the way ahead of them and then have them catch up to you.
Yeah, so each course is different. The first course is one person goes first, completes or falls in the water, gets up and gets to that circle, and then the next person goes. So it's one, two, one, two, one, two, right? Like bouncy balls. If they fail the bouncy balls, the first person, then they got to get back up, get to the platform, and then I can go. The second course is a free-for-all. So it's because you have the fastest six teams, they split them up. So it's three teams. So it was us against the surfers, so rock climbers, surfers, and then I think, gosh, I forget who, I think they were like yogis or something like that. And that one is just go, and who, the fastest team that gets to the end makes it to the finals. And that's like a 40-minute course. You have about 45 minutes to finish it. It's very long.
Wait, that's insane.
Yeah.
Yeah, but because it's a must complete, you know, they have to give you that much time. And then I won't tell you if I made it to the finals, but in the finals is a relay course. So it's very quick, four obstacles. First person goes, I'll tell you, the first obstacle is a rocket.
Oh,
You get
yeah.
shot out of.
No, I've seen ads for that where they like shoot you out and then
Yeah.
get to go. No, that's the part that looks like so much fun, but I feel like if like you landed flat on the water or something, I feel like that would hurt.
What do you mean by the like it shoots you out like a cannon?
A real rocket. Yeah, it's so it's beautifully designed, and the rocket is lubricated at the bottom, so the athlete, whomever's in the rocket, is not attached to anything. You're just you in a wetsuit, and the person has to lay down on the bottom of the rocket, the floor, and then it goes up a railing. I don't know, maybe the railings, maybe that's about 40 feet or something, goes up a railing and then shoots you out into the water.
Well,
Crazy, right?
yeah, but I can really say that sounds. Wait, you said you were wearing a wetsuit. What was the water temperature like?
Good question. I think everybody was just like completely numb to thinking about the water temperature. So we were just trying to get to lunch. I think it was cold. It was definitely cold. And the first day that we filmed, it was really a nice hot California day. So it was, the water was nice. The mud, not so much, but
Did anybody get injured, or are you not allowed to say that?
you know, it's a very, it is a, it, you sign a contract, you know, so it's as much fun as the show is, you know, us as athletes, we always put ourselves at risk. So there were a few injuries, you know, and that well, you'll see. My teammate breaks his ankle at one point, but
Wait.
he's doing great now.
No.
Yeah.
I can no, not really relate to that, but I sprained my ankle like a few weeks ago.
Oh no. Oh, are
That's
you
like one of
limping
those
around there?
injuries, like your ankle is it's just not fun because you're kind of you can't really do anything for a while.
I know. You just got to elevate, you know, and just yeah, sprained ankles. So, but yeah, it's he's back and walking now. He just got out of his crutches this past. So.
Hey.
Oh,
Nice, nice,
yeah.
nice, nice, nice.
That makes me a bit more scared now to watch.
Listen, you know, but it's you know what? I experienced it all, and we all went through a lot together with that show, and I still laugh so hard. Like I am on the floor laughing. And I've seen, you know, I watch myself in the trailers and in the previews, and I'm not even thinking about myself. I am still laughing really hard because it's hilarious.
I can't wait to watch it. You said May.
May 6th, on TBS at 9 p.m.
Ooh, yes. I'm definitely recording
I'll
that.
send you guys the info.
I'll
Yeah.
definitely be recording that for sure.
And our team is called sorry, our team is called the Boulder Buddies. So they're
Boulder Buddies.
yeah.
Go root for the Boulder Buddies.
Buddies.
Yeah. Well, yeah, no, that's the only one you can root for, man, to be honest.
I want to know, were before American Ninja Warrior or Wipeout, were you scared to get injured?
Well, that's a really good question. Yes, you know, at one point of the shoot of Wipeout, going into another course, we were all pretty scared because something had happened. So I think you know, I never go into anything thinking, we just go, right? You don't go into your soccer game thinking you're gonna, you know, sprain your ankle, and you don't go on the surfboard in the water thinking, you know, you're gonna encounter a shark or something like that. So I just go for it. You know, it's when you do see something happen, then you can get a little bit scared, but you're still gonna do it. You know, I think that I'm a bit of an adrenaline junkie, so
Same.
danger calls my
Yeah.
name.
No,
You know.
100%. No, I skateboard a ton. Actually, meanwhile, there we went skateboarding with a good friend of ours the other day. And you know, I do a lot of things like flat ground, a lot of tricks like flat ground, a lot of street skating. Nothing like crazy because I do play soccer and I don't want to get myself injured. But you know, we found this good three stair. And I'd never ollied a three stair. Ollie is like when you kind of, it's like, here, I have like a mini skateboard here, but the ollie is like the jump kind of thing. I just keep
Yeah.
slipping. But I was
Yeah.
like kind of scared to do it. And I kind of ran up a couple of times. I didn't really, I was like kind of scared, but then I kind of just went for it. And then I almost landed it the first time. And I'm like, you know what? I got this. And you just go and you don't even think and you're in the air and you're like, don't think you're gonna land it, and then you do, and it's like that's like the good feeling, knowing that you did it.
Yeah, absolutely. Yeah, I bet, man, I cannot skateboard, but I watch what you guys do, and it's
No,
incredible.
skate
It's
no
incredible. You take
yeah.
the risk
I feel like
for the thrill.
I feel like extreme sports are like insanely difficult sports, like triathlon, obstacle courses, rock climbing. They're like a lot less known, but they're some of the most athletic. And like really looked
Yeah.
over
Yeah.
too, which is like
I'm glad to see rock climbing will be in the Olympics and some really incredible athletes from all around the world. They're all exciting
Oh yeah,
sports.
skateboarding was just recently added as well.
Yeah.
Yeah, finally.
Awesome.
But no, I think
Yeah.
those I feel like those sports they deserve a lot more attention than they already get. Than they only get
Yeah.
because they are insanely difficult, like probably way more insanely difficult than football in a lot of areas. I mean, like it's one thing knowing how to like throw and catch a ball, but it's another thing knowing how to flip a piece of wood with wheels with just your feet
Yeah,
and then landing a trick.
that's
But like,
a good way of putting it. A piece of wood with
right.
wheels, with your feet.
Yeah. Like doing a crazy trick, flicking your feet, landing on wood with wheels, But at the same time, it's like a 15-foot drop down like 10 stairs.
Yeah, absolutely. You have another all factors.
Yeah, no. I mean, they're different, but I think they're it's insanely hard, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Emma, this has been like something we've asked a few people, not our like wrap-up questions, but it's been a common theme. But I'm wondering, how has COVID affected your life and work?
Ooh, good question. You know, so by day I'm a journalist and I produce an award show. Obviously the event industry, in Hollywood here has not happened. Everybody's been doing virtual. So, we started working from home on March 13th of 2020. And we went back to the office in about June, July. So that was a big, that affected it big time. I'd never really worked from home, and I didn't really like it. And then, you know, just having to sort of survive. I think everybody's small businesses and whatnot. But luckily with training, we still had nature and we still had outdoors. So, you know, that, except for our race season was completely canceled. You know, I had a race that weekend in San Luis, a trail race. When they shut everything down and I had to cancel everything, and we just started to run the trails, you know, and be as safe as possible. So that was basically it.
Yeah.
Before, you were talking about disease. Can you tell us a little bit more about that?
Yeah. Behçet's disease, like I said, is a lot like multiple sclerosis. And lupus, it's a vasculitis disease. So it's inflammation of the blood vessels. So basically, if I do get an injury, I get the injury times 5 or times 10 more than what another human would get, right? Like, I'll have different symptoms, ulcers, joint pain, you know, major fatigue and whatnot. So Behçet's disease affects about 20,000 people in the U.S., not a lot. But there is an Olympic runner who has it. There are a lot of athletes I meet all around the world every day via Instagram. I know an equestrian in England, he just got diagnosed with Behçet's, and it can really weaken you. And some people, some cases are much worse off, much better off. But I work with a few different doctors and, you know, try to remain as positive as possible.
That's great.
That must be hard. And like, considering the fact, like you said earlier, you know, you don't really worry about injuries, you just go with it. But like, you know, there is that fear for you. If you do get an injury, oh, it's going to be bad. It's going to be like, it's going to be worse. Even if it's minor, it's going to be a lot worse than for the average person.
Yeah. Yeah. I was waiting after one of the courses in Wipeout. I was telling my coach, I said, I'm going to wait 24 hours, see what happens. But I feel like something's happening to my body, but nothing happened. I think it was a testament to my treatment and my healers, my doctors, that I'm doing okay.
That's good. That's amazing. That's incredible. I mean, like, one, to just like solely just do what you're doing normally, like just any average human being. But like you, like living with that chronic illness sort of thing, that's incredible. Yeah. That's amazing.
Thanks. Thank you.
Yeah.
By the way, are you guys in school? Are you guys like,
it's super weird. We like, well, no, Wednesdays, because we do hybrid, so some days we're in, some days we're not. We go to school, like, Monday.
Right.
Monday, Thursday, we're in person. But today's the day they kind of clean the building, just because, like, we go to kind of, like, a smaller building. It's kind of compact, so they're just trying to keep everyone safe. So today's the day they clean the building, so we don't really have school.
Did you guys miss school? Do you miss it?
Yeah, I mean, hybrid, it's weird. I mean, it is what it is, but I do miss it for the most part. Like, I only get to go to school with, like, some of my friends, but, like, not all of them. So it's, like, hard, like, not being on the same days as them.
Yeah.
Or, like, still having to be on your computer in school. I'd say it's definitely better than it was before, just being all online, 'cause that just got really draining and boring. But, you know, you still have to wear your mask. You're not allowed to, like, go that close to people. So it's not the same.
No school dances. Do you guys still do school dances? Is that still?
Yeah, no. Before COVID was, we the seventh grade, we had a seventh, back when we were in seventh grade, we had a seventh grade dance. It was like right before COVID. It was like like end of February. No, that was a lot of fun. We still do school dances. We're living it up.
That's cool.
Yeah, I don't know. I think I missed the only school dance because I was in Hong Kong.
Yeah.
I mean, that's a fine excuse to miss a school
I
dance. I was in Hong Kong, no big deal. That's
No big deal.
cool.
I was just like in Hong Kong, just like chilling, like
Yeah.
Just living that party
Couldn't go to the
life.
school dance, but like it's whatever,
No.
I guess.
Yeah.
So, here on the podcast, we usually have a few questions that follow the same format to like wrap it up. And a question is, if you wanted to give any piece of advice to a 13-year-old or a kid who wanted to like be on Wipeout, be on American Ninja Warrior, that kind of stuff, what advice would you give them?
I would tell them start training now. No. I would say to really hybrid your training, to become a hybrid athlete, to know to choose the one sport that you really do love and maybe you love more, you know? But dedicate yourself to a sport, you know, don't let it take over your entire life. But definitely try everything because all of those skills are going to help you to become or get on one of those shows. And I think that, you know, swimming, rock climbing, you know, running, obstacles. If somebody that's 13 wants to be on American Ninja Warrior and maybe wants to go towards the junior show, American Ninja Warrior Junior, I would say to start training to find your local Ninja Warrior gym because there are all around the country, and to really find yourself a good coach because it's a very specific craft. It's a very specific art to be a ninja and to work those obstacles. So get training. That's my advice.
And another question we like to ask is either what's another piece of advice you'd give to 13-year-olds out there, or piece of advice you wish you had known when you were 13 that you think would have been really useful for you?
Yeah, but like a general piece of advice.
Like not
general piece of advice, not very eat more McDonald's. No, just kidding. Do what you want to do, as long as it's obviously not hurting anybody or yourself. I can't stress enough to be yourself. And as hard as it is to say, you know, as easy as it is to say, you know, I don't care what people think. Like at the end of the day, if anything, you know, in drama and whatever in high school and middle school and whatever people say or whatever, it's all trivial. It just at the end of the day, it doesn't matter, you know. So if you have two really close friends, that's all you need. If you have 20 great friends, fantastic. Just do you. That's my advice. Do you. Enjoy your time with your friends. Enjoy your passionate sports and your parents, your family, and just have fun. Like live it up. Go to Hong
Yeah,
Kong.
party
Just kidding.
on. Woo!
Fun. Life is great. It's great, but it's really great when you're 13.
Yeah. I'd
Yeah.
say, besides the whole pandemic thing, I'd say it was pretty good.
Right. I get it. I didn't experience that. I feel for you guys. I really do. I feel for the high, you know, the
Yeah.
seniors that didn't get their prom and
Yeah.
all that. But you know what? It's only making you stronger. Like you have no idea how this is mentally making you stronger. So
Yeah, for sure.
this.
Pamela, thank you so much for joining. Definitely go check out, set your DVRs, record, I don't know, calendar, whatever you do. For May 6th, 9 p.m. channel was TBS?
TBS
TBS,
with John
yes.
Cena.
That'd be awesome.
Yeah, make sure you check out our website. You can find a link to our merch. We have merch now on previous guest Eli's website, Entrepreneur 13-year-old. Check out his episode too. I guess if you're over 16, please get vaccinated so things can turn back to normal. I'm begging you, if you are, schedule your appointment. Let's just get everyone vaccinated, then we can party. Woo!
Yeah.
I'm fully vaccinated. I'm going to Hong Kong. Just
Yeah.
kidding.
Also, make sure you follow our Instagram. It's just things every 13-year-old should know.
Pamela, is there anyone you know or anyone you know or in contact with that you think would be a really good fit for the podcast that you would want to see on here?
Oh yeah. I know. I'm gonna give you a couple ninja warriors. I'm gonna give you Archery Anthony. He's the human Hawkeye, you know, from Marvel. He is Hawkeye. Like, yeah, he is. He's incredible. And he just finished filming the current season of, actually season 13 of Ninja Warrior, and he's still filming it. So, yeah, he's so cool.
Awesome.
That is awesome.
That's awesome. I can't wait for it, man.
I'll connect you guys.
Okay. Thank you awesome. So much.
Thank you so much. Again, Pamela, it was a pleasure to have you here. Thank you so much for joining us today. Thank you so much for you guys for listening. We post weekly, so follow, stay tuned. Another great episode. Yeah, that's a wrap. Peace out.
Thanks, guys.
Yeah, thank you so much.
Thank you so much.
Thanks for listening to Things Every 13-Year-Old Should Know.
Be sure to follow us on social media
and subscribe wherever you get your podcasts.
One more thing. If there's anything you'd like to know about,
or if you have an idea of someone you'd like to hear us talk with,
get in touch with us at thingsevery13yearoldshouldknow.com.
Thanks again.